It's starting to look a lot like Christmas. Welcome to the Christmas edition of the VK7 Amateur Radio News. This was first broadcast on Sunday, the 22nd of December, 2024, and we bring you the latest from the world of amateur radio in VK7. This week, joining you from the Tasmanian Amateur Radio News Desk is Nick, VK7 Whiskey Whiskey. Now tune in as we share updates and insights across VK7. VK7 broadcasts through an array of platforms and frequencies on DMR Talk Group 5 and D-Star Reflector 91C, managed by Gavin, VK7HGO, on medium and high frequency rebroadcasts, thanks to our dedicated operators, 1.862 MHz by Graham, VK7GS, 3.670 MHz by Dale, VK7DG, 7.140 MHz by Justin, VK7TW, 14.130 MHz by Ross, VK7ALH, 28.525 MHz by Gary, VK7JGD, and UHF CB channel 24 in the Hobart area, hosted by Mark, VK7FMAC. If you missed today's broadcast, then you can catch the replay on Tuesday night at 8 PM on repeaters VK7RAA in Northern VK7 and VK7RHT and UHF CB24 in Southern VK7. Thanks for tuning in and enjoy the broadcast. The Nativity of Ham Mass, a politically correct tale in the harmonious and inclusive hamlet of RF Heaven. A wondrous event was foretold by the Great Spectrum Coordinator, a non-denominational winter gift specialist, former Santa Claus and now fully rebranded for cultural sensitivity, would embark on a journey across the ether. His mission? To bring state-of-the-art radios and eco-friendly antennas to amateur radio operators everywhere, in celebration of universal connection and goodwill on Earth, and beyond for those experimenting with satellite QSOs. Guided by the celestial glow of a meticulously carbon-neutral LED star, the gift specialist arrived in a sustainably powered sleigh pulled by reindeer, certified in humane labour practices. His sleigh was equipped with a cutting-edge mobile HF rig, complete with DSP noise reduction to ensure the delivery of gifts was static-free. Across the world, ham radio operators tuned their transceivers to the special SantaNet, eagerly awaiting their dream rigs and antennas, responsibly crafted from ethically sourced materials. Upon reaching the humble yet Wi-Fi-enabled workshop of Elves United Local 1225, the gift specialist retrieved a carefully curated logbook containing the call signs of operators from all the corners of the globe, whether they were practitioners of CW, SSB, or digital modes. Every operator's wish was accounted for. With joy, he distributed SDR transceivers, Yagi Uda antennas, and even stealth dipoles for those navigating HOA restrictions, ensuring that no one was left out of the inclusive festivities. And so, the politically correct ham mass miracle unfolded, uniting operators across frequencies and cultures. The non-denominational winter gift specialist bid farewell with a cheerful 73s to all and have a clear signal. His message of universal harmony resonated through the airwaves, a reminder that amateur radio transcends boundaries, bringing people together under the shared love of communication. And as his sleigh ascended into the starlit sky, every ham knew they'd just witnessed the ultimate QSO of the season. No electrons were harmed in the artificially generated fictional story above. Season's greetings to all from the VK7 Amateur Radio News Team.
And we hope you have a safe and relaxing Christmas and entry into 2025.
Now, statewide news. SSTV nights. A busy net night that saw the following participants. VK7's ZGK, ZCF, ZAB, EV and TW, all sharing over 30 photos. The highlights, not surprisingly, had a Christmas theme, with a Santa sleigh adorned with antennas, a little man in a red suit, memories of a little house in the Netherlands, a Christmas tree in the corner of a lounge, a radio tower with strings of LEDs to look like a Christmas tree, AI-generated Santa shenanigans, 20 years young of NTARC and other clubs with the move to a national WIA and the closing of divisional branches, the Astronomical Observatory at Devonport, a 401 megahertz QFH antenna with its constructional test results displayed on a vector network analyzer as seen on a recent Riest-Weggs broadcast. An interesting structure that is a soldering station accessory, an old tree stump transformed into an amazing carving, and a show of confidence in governments. Note, Ken, VK7KRJs and Steve's VK7OO's fully automatic 24/7 monitoring sites allow anyone who sent an SSTV picture the ability to check them on their pages almost immediately, anytime, both South and North Tasmania. Could be North and South Tasmania. If you missed the net, there are archives of these SSTV nights. These photos can be seen on Ken and Steve's SSTV websites or on NTARC's website under blogs. Don't forget to use your own photos or those that are copyright free. And that's 73 from Andre, VK7ZAB. Now, broadcast news. Join the VK7AR news team in 2025. Thanks to all those that have put their hands up to be involved. And there is still time to be involved. The VK7 amateur radio news team is gearing up for an exciting year ahead, and we need your help to make 2025 a success. Every week, a dedicated group of over 20 volunteers brings the VK7 AR news to life. From compiling content to reading, broadcasting, rebroadcasting, taking callbacks and tallying listener numbers, it's a true team effort. As we prepare for the year ahead, we'll be celebrating some of our long-standing contributors who are retiring. Their incredible contributions have left a lasting legacy, but they also leave some big shoes to fill. This is where you come in. If you're a regular listener, or even if you're just discovering our broadcast, why not join the team that brings it all to air? There are plenty of roles to suit your skills and interests. Remember, compilers to gather and organize content, readers to deliver the news on air, broadcasters and rebroadcasters to ensure the news reaches our audiences far and wide. And the more volunteers we have, the lighter the load for everyone, and the greater reach of our vibrant VK7 amateur radio community. Interested? Let Justin, VK7TW, know. VK7 Tangled Whiskers, you can reach out via our email, or you can contact him via the email, Discord, or on the repeater. Your enthusiasm and support can make all the difference. That's 73s from Justin, VK7 Tangled Whiskers. Now, news from the Northwest. A new 6-meter repeater. The Northwest Coast has a new 6-meter band repeater, VK7RVP. St. Valentine's Peak has returned to fully operational status in the 6-meter band thanks to the NWCRRA. The original VHF repeater on the peak in Northwest Tasmania was decommissioned after a violent ice storm partially destroyed the radio shack, exposing the transceivers and other sensitive electronics to the savage winter alpine weather. Efforts from the Northwest Coast Radio Repeater Association brought a heartbeat back to VK7RVP, and it's now transmitting on UHF 438.775 with a negative 7 split. And now the peak's old VHF frequency, 53.950 with a negative 1 megahertz duplex. The NWCRRA president, VK7 Delta Bravo, Dion Bramich, is very pleased with the coverage from the repaired 50-watt VHF repeater and promises that the peak will again be a cornerstone for amateur band communications in the northwest and west of Tasmania. Last month's repair trip by the association installed a 70 megahertz repeater that was used for the recent Australian Rally Championships. The most recent expedition last weekend took this repeater down and concluded the successful collaboration between the NWCRRA and the Northwest Car Club, who hosted the rally event through November. Conditions on the peak were unusually favourable for last weekend's trip, with hot conditions and tropospheric ducting extending across Bass Strait, allowing traffic from VK3 Victoria to test the new UHF dipole array, which the team installed on the day, along with work on the tower to remove old antennas. The repeater's microwave data link to the coast was significantly improved, and new circuits were installed on the solar battery bank. The Northwest Coast Radio Repeater Association also took an interest in St. Valentine's Peak and energized the local radio amateur community, already delighted that the NWCRRA is maintaining the legacy repeater, VK7RVP, who was an abandoned orphan after the forestry industry in the area switched over to 4G on a nearby hill. The association isn't going to abandon future expeditions or the three-hour climb to the repeater hut on the 1,200-meter summit, with digital and APRS modes already well underway on the test bench. So keep your rig tuned to 59.950 megahertz for more news from the NWCRRA, and support your local radio repeater association. And that's 73s from John, NWCRRA news officer. Now, the Mount Duncan repeater group. Mount Duncan repeater group net, that usually occurs on a Wednesday night, will not operate on Wednesday night, the 25th of December, Christmas Day. We hope our regular participants and other amateurs have a great Christmas, and the net will be back on the 1st of January 2025. That's 73s from Eric, VK7EV, the net controller. You're listening to the VK7WI, and this is the VK7 Amateur Radio News Broadcast. Northwest Tasmania Amateur Radio Club, a Christmas barbecue report. The Christmas Barbie was held last Saturday at Legion Park, West Elberston. The weather was beautiful. Although the wind was a bit blustery at times, it was great to see a big turn-up of members. Unfortunately, Shirley was a late withdrawal due to being not well. Some members barbecued, others brought along ready-to-eat meals. It was great to have Idris, VK7ZIR, NTARC President, Stefan, VK7ZSB, NTARC Secretary, and Andre, VK7ZAB, NTARC Treasurer. They decided to come down and say hello. Also Graham, VK7KT, and his wife Tanya from Burnie, and Mark, VK7MAR's wife Karina, attended. There was plenty of banter and chatting among members enjoying the day. The barbecue had to be cut short to accommodate the previously postponed meeting, and the meeting commenced at 1:30, with the NTARC members also attending. We received a membership application from Rick, VK7HBR. Rick, a long-term friend of Shirley. Rick was nominated by Shirley, but as I said, she couldn't be there due to not being well. Rick's membership was accepted. It was good to see the vigorous debate among members over some of the issues raised, and many people joining in on the agenda items. Members decided not to accept Dion's offer, that's VK7DB's offer, of just under $4,500 for his 6-meter repeater currently on Mount Duncan. The members decided not to raise membership fees to assist our members, and the Mount Duncan lease proposal has officially been sent to Tasmania Parks and Wildlife. Unfortunately, the Mount Duncan 2-meter repeater is still out of service. A couple of club members have taken up the offer to arrange to meet Mogens, Chief Operating Officer of ADSB Support in Billund, Denmark. Mogens will be in Tassie over Christmas to have Christmas with his wife's family. Club members were grateful of Dan, VK7DP's offer to repair the faulty Peyton Park rotator, and Ross, VK7WP, donating a 70-centimeter beam for Peyton Park. At show and tell, it was great to have Terry, VK7JAI, bring along 2 very heavy World War II test instruments, and Andrew, VK7XR, brought along a 2.4 gigahertz transverter and 2.4 gigahertz grid pack antenna. Brenton, VK7HP, brought along the Christmas spirit, advising he had a large amount of of microwave gear free for any members to take home. Members and visiting NTARC members enjoyed afternoon tea and much radio discussion before leaving around 5:30 p.m. That's 73s from Eric, VK7EV, the news officer. Now, news from the north. SOTA, WWF, Parks Group. The summit's on the air. Worldwide Flora and Fauna Parks Group meets twice weekly, Mondays and Fridays, 10:30 a.m. till 12, at the Glebe Gardens Cafe, Henry Street, Launceston. For more information, contact Al on 0417 354 410. That's 0417 354 410, and I don't think we'll include the steak knives. 73's from Al, VK7AN. Now, the Northern Tasmanian Amateur Radio Club Incorporated. It's always nice to have some good news to report. So over to Peter, VK7PD. Last Saturday, two assessments for the foundation license were held in the NTARC club rooms. The first for some time. This was conducted by Andrew, VK7DW. Thanks are extended to Andre, VK7ZAB, for setting up radios on HF and VHF for the practical component. And likewise to Kerry, VK7PAK, Peter, VK7ZPE, and Rick, VK7HBR, for providing contacts on the various bands. Both candidates were pleasantly surprised by communication from the ACMA on Monday afternoon offering immediate license issue. We now have Adam, VK7AJP, and Matt, VK7AAJ, on air. Please give them a call if you hear them on local repeaters or 40 meters. Appreciation is also conveyed to Andrew for submitting the results so promptly. Congratulations, Adam and Matt, and season's greetings. For an end-of-year treat, Colin brought us up to date on the coming together of his portable setup. Colin was the one studiously turning out 3D-printed Yagi element mounts, enclosures, coaxial cable spools, and anything else he needed. This time, it wasn't his 3D printing success, but his metalwork lathing prowess. He found some suitable thickness aluminium strapping in the scrap box, cut a square piece off the end, lathed it into a disc, and then drilled and tapped some holes on the thin edge, perimeter. This is to take radials. The radial arms for the ground plane were old elements that were courtesy of a Ferracaro TV antenna found in the too good to throw out scrap heap. A quick tapped thread on one end, cut it to length and screw it to the aluminium disc. The antenna itself was a repurposed, commercially available copy of a diamond mobile antenna that Colin had optimized for 70 centimeters. The Packaway ground plane and antenna are mounted on a collapsible tripod, all coming together to make a professional-looking build. Colin also found and purchased a fairly sturdy 5.2-meter telescopic antenna on the internet, so he lathed up an adapter to fit it onto his spigot mount heavy duty base. The adapter replaced the very hefty spring found on the top, as it was originally meant for mobile use. No spring this time, for it's intended for fixed location. This time, another lathed aluminium disc was mounted under the base and used as a counterpoise hub for the spreading radial wires. The whole antenna assembly is mounted on another internet find, a clamp sold as a truck mirror mount. A very nice clamp in its own right and well worth a look. There does seem to be a recurring theme here. Internet finds and the excellent use of the so-called scrap heap, plus heaps of ingenuity and skills. I love this repurposing and reuse of items, and we await next year's field trial results. Ross, VK7ALH, finished off the year by bringing in his Heathkit SB101HF transceiver, circa late 1960s, a fine example of an amazing kit. But more importantly, he had worked his magic conversion once again. He'd replaced the original rubber band or O-ring belt that connected the control knob shaft to the gang tuning capacitors with a full gear and chain combination usually found in a Kenwood. Very elegant, Ross. I will leave the square records that turned up for show and tell for next week. Yes, I did say square and record in the same breath, and I do mean that they were for those old things called record players. I will leave you you with that mental picture. There was a great turnout for the final Friday morning tea of the year, and with much merriment, chatter, coffee, and obligatory food was consumed. A happy ending to the year and the recognition of 20 years since NTARC came back into existence back in 2004. We were also lucky with the timing of our last morning tea, as it allowed for a fleeting visit from Mogens, the chief operating officer from ADSB support in Denmark. He is briefly visiting Tasmania before returning to Denmark next week. What was going to be a fleeting visit stretched somewhat, with Mogens giving a not-so-on-the-spot question-and-answer session on Automatic Dependent Surveillance Broadcast, or ADSB for short. In a nutshell, and I quote, "An aircraft determines its position via satellite navigation or other sensors and periodically broadcasts its position and other related data, enabling it to be tracked. Thank you, Wiki." Thank you, Mogens, for taking the time out and visiting for a cuppa and somewhat longer than anticipated chat. Note my description doesn't do Colin's work justice. As they say, a picture is worth a thousand words. So, as always, pictures will be available on the NTARC website under blogs for this broadcast. NTARC blogs. Finally, as all club events are now in recess, but the broadcast soldiers on, a reminder to all members that if you have any items of news you'd like to have added to our weekly roundup, then please email them to the secretary at the following address, news@ntarc.net. As this weekly news is the last till that man in red arrives in just three more sleeps, or if it's Tuesday night rebroadcast, then it's one more sleep. This is our final opportunity to wish everyone a merry and safe Christmas. For those of us travelling over this period, please take it easy. Enjoy your Christmas feast with your family and friends, and see you next year. That's all, folks. 73 from Stefan, VK7ZSB, Secretary, NTARC Inc.
You're listening to VK7WI, and this is the VK7 Amateur Radio News Broadcast. And now, news from the South. Radio and Electronics Association of Southern Tasmania, Forum Night, an in-depth look at N1MM. Our first Forum Night for 2025 is all about N1MM. This is a powerful and flexible logging platform that's used around the world. Now, the Forum Night will start with some local experts on N1MM, who will take us through some of the features and explain some of the nuances of the logging platform. We will then open it up to the floor for experience and questions. The Forum Night is hopefully timely, as we have the summer VHF and above field day on the next weekend. Come along with your stories relating to N1MM and logging. 7:30, Wednesday the 15th of January, 2025, in the Queen's Domain Club Rooms, and it's also streamed. See you there. 73's from Reist. Humongous amateur radio car boot sale. Reist will be holding a huge amateur radio car boot sale in the Queen's Domain compound from 11 a.m. on Sunday, the 19th of January, 2025. Want to sell something? It'll cost you $10 to set up your car boot, and then you can sell as much as you want. All the profit goes to you. There will be a sausage sizzle on the day with snags and bread at $3 and burgers and bread at $5. Soft drinks available, $1 per can. The Reist Club will be selling 5.4 meter and 8.1 meter portable aluminium masts for very reasonable prices. No need to book, just turn up. 73's from the Reist Committee. Now, Wednesday Experimenters Night. Last Wednesday night was a night covering many subjects, starting with OF9X, a Finnish Christmas station, thanks to VK7XTC. We then moved to Ben, VK7BEN's Blast from the Past, with a 130-in-1 electronics kit, and went through the unit and the manual. Justin, VK7TW, then with Ron, VK7WRC, went through the 3D printed QFH antenna. Ron, VK7WRC, printed the components of the Quadrafilar Helix QFH antenna, and we showed how it was put together and the modifications and improvements. And then a plot from the Nano VNA of the SWR.
We then showed a 3D printed Morse key weighing 15 grams, thanks to Ron, and finished with some AI Christmas shenanigans with the conclusion AI has a very biased view of Christmas, humanity, and amateur radio. In fact, everything. We go into recess for a fortnight with our Wegs Nights, 73s from Justin, VK7TW. Reist training and assessment updates. Foundation training and assessment days are held every 2 months and start in February each year. Standard, advanced, and regulations license assessments are held on the alternate months starting in March. Dates can be found on the Reist events page. Our 2025 training calendar is available, and the foundation training and assessment days will be on the 22nd of the 2nd, the 12th of the 4th, the 28th of the 6th, the 30th of the 8th, and the 25th of the 10th. Our standard advanced and regulations assessment days will be on the 29th of the 3rd, the 31st of the 5th, the 26th of the 7th, the 20th of the 9th, and the 29th of the 11th. Now, look, for bookings, queries, and questions, email reist.assessor@gmail.com. This email is forwarded to the learning organizer, who will respond to all requests. And foundation license training videos have been updated to reflect the new class license arrangements. These are available on the Reist YouTube training and assessment playlist. Additional resources. Check out the WIA Foundation trial exams. That's 73 from Reg, a VK7KK. Now, regular VK7's gatherings and events over the coming months. The Sewing Circle Net is available daily on 3.640 MHz and commences at 6:30 p.m. Australian Eastern Standard Time. The statewide SSTV net, held every Thursday night via the North-South link on VK7RAF and VK7RJG from 7:30 p.m. In the North and Northwest, VK7RJG on 438.55 -7 MHz, and in the South, VK7RAF, that's 146.650 with a -600 kHz spacing, CTCSS tone of 141.3 Hz to link the RAF North-South. Statewide microwave QSO party follows the Sunday broadcast callback on 1296.15 MHz FM, one group in the Greater Hobart area and another in the Greater Launceston area. The North-South digital contacts on 1296.2 MHz using Q65-60B. Stations in the Launceston area transmitting on the odd minute, southern stations on the even minute. SOTA WWFF group meeting Mondays and Fridays, 10:30 to 12 midday at Glebe Gardens Cafe, Henry Street, Launceston, and the Northwest VK7 Thursday commencing at 8:30 p.m. local, Northwest Tassie 2 meter DX net on 144.190 upper sideband. Events worldwide, December the 25th, the non-denominational winter gift specialist delivers the rig of your dreams. Reist, January the 15th, 2025, November 1 Mike Mike Forum Night, Queen's Domain Club Rooms from 7:30 p.m. and stream. Reist, January the 19th, 2025, that humongous car boot sale of the century and sausage sizzle, Queen's Domain Club Rooms from 11 a.m. A reminder to those people rostered for next week's broadcast, newsreader VK7TW, repeaters Reist NTARC, and in the Northwest, thanks to the NWTARC, West Coast Radio Group, Cradle Coast Radio Amateur Radio Club, VK7AX, VK7JH, and VK7DC. 160 metres, VK7GS, 80 metres, VK7ALH, 40 metres, VK7JGD, 20 metres, any takers, 10 metres, VK7DG, UHF CB24, VK7FMAC, DMR Talk Group 5, and D-Star Reflector 91 Charlie, VK7HGO. A huge thank you to all people and organizations that assisted with this broadcast. That wraps up this week's edition of the VK7 Amateur Radio News. We hope you found it informative and enjoyable. You've been listening to VK7WI, or if you've just tuned in, you've just missed our live broadcast. But don't worry, you can catch the rebroadcast on Tuesday night at 8 p.m. on repeaters VK7RAA in Northern VK7 and VK7RHT and UHF CB24 in the South. We encourage you to share your news, stories and updates with us. Email your contributions to VK7ARnews@gmail.com. For more information about the broadcast and to join the discussion, visit our VK7 Amateur Radio News Group's IO group. Remember, the deadline for submissions is 2100 hours on the Friday before the Sunday broadcast. Stay tuned for the callbacks on the frequency you're currently listening to. Relay stations will use their own call signs during this time. On behalf of the entire VK7 Amateur Radio News team, this is Nick, VK7 Whiskey Whiskey, wishing you 7-3s, have a safe and relaxing Christmas, and the entry into 2025.